just in from the right-hand touchline. Iorfa, who's always looking to be on the move, and he gets away from Perkins, drives towards the edge of the area, then plays a short pass to Price. Price has seen Van La Parra. That's a great pass. Van La Parra from the right squares it, and surely this time, Edwards! Oh, what a hot streak, 4-3 for Dave Edwards. And he salutes the South Bank, and at last, at long last, Wolves have broken through with just 4 minutes left. They cross from the right-hand side, but defenders in the six-yard box couldn't deal with it, and Edwards virtually walked it in. And he celebrates, and Wolves finally have the lead against Blackpool on such a big day at Molineux. Wolves 1, Blackpool 0. Throw on the right-hand side for Wolves, taken by Iorfa, and a scoop forward by McDonald, and Afobe is chasing after that with some intent, and the keeper's missed it, and it's an open goal for Benik Afobe, and Wolves are going to win this match. They're 2-0 in front in the last minute, and Afobe, the new arrival, celebrates with his jubilant teammates. And what an atmosphere inside Molineux now on the afternoon where the club said farewell to Sir Jack Hayward. And this huge crowd rewarded for their patience with two late goals. The defenders got in a terrible tangle with the goalkeeper. And Afobe with an open goal. What a gift to start his new career. 2-0.
Kenny, that was quite a day, wasn't it, altogether?
Yeah, first off, it was an emotional day to start with. And Sir Jack fondly remembered. And it's great to see, you know, family, friends, and an absolutely massive crowd turning out to pay tribute to somebody who's been a fantastic servant and a favourite son of both Wolverhampton, the city, and the football club.
And there were nearly 30,000 people here all staying patient together, as the players did to get their rewards at the end.
Yeah, in terms of the game, I felt that the first half we didn't do enough. We had a considerable amount of the ball and we didn't have a shot on target. We didn't use it, we didn't play with enough tempo, we didn't pass forward early enough, we didn't run the ball out, and we took the easy option on the ball too many times. But I felt as the game wore on, we looked more likely to score. But probably the change helped us to a second forward as well, I would say. And Dave Edwards came up with, you know, what is again a key first goal.
It was an important change, the introduction of Afobe. I mean, he made a very positive impression, didn't he? He got stuck right into the game from the very minute you put him on.
He did, yes, and it's a, you know, good debut for him. I was scoring from, you know, on your debut is a great one as well for a centre forward. It sets him off, but he is a good footballer. He's got some strength. You know, we've got to make sure now we bring out the best of him and work him into, you know, a very young and exciting group.
And that's the point, isn't it? Young, exciting, with momentum. The run of results in the league is coming back now. It's quite an exciting time all of a sudden, isn't it?
Yeah, when you're looking at the players and how they're progressing, you know, our attitude and our fitness has to keep improving. You know, we've got ability, yes, but this division is about attitude and it's about fitness. If you can apply yourself on those two, then the third one will always come out.
And a home game again next week. You're close to the top six again. You, at this time of the year, you can get the ball really rolling, can't you?
Yeah, we're at 8 points off the top of the league, and you know, like a number of clubs, we're in a good position. We want to capitalise on that, both as a club and as a team, and keep pushing on and improving. And if we do that, then results will look after themselves.
He's popped up with some vital goals this season, hasn't he, Dave Edwards?
He has, yeah. He's been a big player for us. Been a big player for me personally since I've been at the club. In a very young group, I do feel that Stearman, Edwards and Aikimi bring good information and good leadership.
And what a fantastic last 5 minutes it was when Dave Edwards did get that goal. The atmosphere, the fans with the torches on their phones, it really was quite a spectacle, wasn't it?
It was. It was a fantastic tribute to Sir Jack. Fitting that we won and great for the side to be, you know, kicking into our main end there, where, you know, the crowd make such a noise and back us fantastically.
And with such a bumper crowd, I think three of your next four are at home, so this is a really good chance to gain some momentum.
Yes, it is. It's an opportunity, but we have to keep concentrating. Today's gone. We're delighted with a win. It wasn't an easy game. It was a tough game. It was a difficult one, and we responded well. Great clean sheet again. You know, we've based a better run on being harder to beat and on being able to concede less goals, and we look that way today at the back.